My name is Taylor Johnson. I used to be friends with the East Atrium crowd, but they're mean and cold, and really their only personality trait is popular. And I acknowledge that it's a harsh generalization to say that, but truly none of them liked me, and I was really just riding on the coattails of my friends that were in the group, and I just really didn't belong there. But my best friend Ryan from third grade brought me into the group. We started being friends in third grade, and we were friends all the way until 10th grade, but we started kind of like a downward spiral starting in 6th grade because we were also friends with this girl, Natalie, and they both thought that I rolled my eyes at Natalie during a project, which didn't happen, but Ryan didn't talk to me for weeks. No matter how much I apologized to both of them, even though I really didn't have anything to apologize for. Then in 7th grade, I went into 7th grade with her, and she didn't even like me for almost the whole year, but she wouldn't admit it. Every time I asked her what was wrong, she would just say that she was just tired, but to everyone else, she was acting normal except for me, so I just felt, like, neglected and alone. And I think that's when I started getting social anxiety, where I don't really think that my friends like me. But we were friends again in 8th grade, and she liked me more then, except she told me to shut up every time I talked and that no one cared about what I was saying, but I wanted to stay friends because I'm really loyal to my friends and I just want to love the same people. Eighth grade was also when I met Kat. We were really great friends in 8th grade and the summer and then going into 9th grade, and I had the same offs with Ryan and Kat at the beginning of freshman year. Ryan and Kat were acquaintances, but they weren't really friends. But then I was sick for 2 days in October, and when I came back, they had become best friends. And they started excluding me from everything and just leaving me out and blatantly ignoring me and disregarding me. That's when I met Keith. We started our friendship when he showed Ryan a meme about, and excuse my language, a meme about me being a slut just because I thought a lot of guys were attractive freshman year because no one had ever liked me, so it was nice to be in such a big school with a lot of options, and I just admired from afar, but I never acted on it. But I asked Ryan to show me the meme, but she wouldn't, so I asked Kat for his number so I could ask him, and that's how we started talking and we became friends after that. But clearly, that was a rocky start to a relationship and a friendship because of his just lack of respect for me in general. But then we dated from December of 2015 to February of 2017, so about a year and 3 months. And throughout the relationship, he verbally abused me and mentally abused me and generally made me feel small. And I only hung out with his friends because he'd get mad if I didn't. And he hated all my friends outside the group, like Lauren and my friend Elena, who I had been best friends with since I was 4. He just hated us together because he thought that we were really obnoxious, so he didn't really like me hanging out with people outside the group. And he inadvertently limited my circle to people that didn't really love me, and his best friend Christian became my best friend, and he was really my only friend in the group that wasn't toxic. But when I broke up with Keith, Keith didn't want him to talk to me anymore, so I really wasn't allowed to be seen in public with him, and sometimes he would text me, and now, after a long time, he'll talk to me in person, but it still took a long time to get here, and it's just not the same, so I really lost Christian when I broke up with Keith, so I just had to start from square one. After I broke up with Keith, I still wanted to keep my same friends, so I would still just, like, hang around the group, but one day one of his best friends, Keegan, basically exiled me. I was just standing on the edge of the circle, not really talking to anyone, and Keegan turned around and told me that I should know that when a couple breaks up, the girl has to leave. And he said that I had to leave because no one ever liked me. And Kat, who had been dating Keegan at the time, and Ryan just watched and laughed at me. So I left the group that day and I just never came back. And one day someone asked Ryan where I went and she just said, I just left one day. So that group just lacked basic self-awareness on how they treat people. After I officially left the East Atrium popular group, I started hanging out with Lauren and Rory. I knew Lauren from middle school and I knew Rory from basketball in elementary school. So I started hanging out with them and they both loved me and supported me, but Rory ended up turning against me and trying not to sound conceited or self-absorbed. I think it was because she was jealous of me, especially when I started dating this guy, Garrett, because almost all the girls in my church youth group hated me because they liked Garrett and I started dating him. And Rory was one of those people because he told me that she had tried to date him previously, so she was probably angry with me about that, even though she had never expressed her feelings to me. That's what I think it was. And she started spreading rumors about me. For example, she told everyone that I brought demons into Garrett's life, which is clearly not true, but she tried to tell everyone that. And then with Lauren, I just realized that she wasn't a good fit for me. And she really never seemed to have time for me, and I felt neglected and alone unless we were hanging out one-on-one, because she was popular, so she would try to talk to everyone, and like she just kind of spread herself too thin, and it just wasn't a good fit for me, but she really didn't do anything wrong. Finally, in my senior year of high school, I made it to my current group of friends. Throughout all of this, I had Preston. From 7th through 9th grade, we were acquaintances, and then sophomore year, we were close friends, and junior year, we were best friends and we didn't even realize it. Then, first semester of senior year, I had marine biology, and I was seated next to Liam because of our last names, and I recognized him as Preston's Liam because he had talked about him before, and I knew that they were best friends, so I started talking to him, and we became really good friends. And then after class once, I came into the atrium with him and I met the entire friend group that Preston had been talking about for years and became friends with them. Instantly, I felt more welcomed, loved, and appreciated than I had with any other friend group I had ever had. My mom has been here my whole life to see all of my choices with friends, so I chose to interview my mom, Rita. So mom, what did you think of my friends at the beginning of high school?
Well, some I was happy with. Some of the people that you had been friends with for a long time that you were going into high school with, like Elena, and a little bit Kiara, but even though you weren't really friends, I was just kind of happy that you knew people that you were going to high school with. But as you know, I was super not happy with your friend Ryan.
I know. How have I improved in choosing friends?
Well, I think let's go back to Ryan and the way that she treated you. That was really why I didn't like her, is because you were putting up with people that didn't treat you well and just letting them get away with it. And I think that now you've chosen people that treat you well and that you can relate to a lot better.
All right, thank you, Mom. I truly am so grateful that I grew out of a lot of toxic relationships and that I learned to isolate myself in a healthy and positive way to protect myself from people that'll just use me as a sort of sidekick to make them feel better about themselves. and now I surround myself with loving friends, and I still struggle with that social anxiety where I think that none of my friends like me, but it's so much easier to manage with my current friends because they constantly tell me how much they love and appreciate me, and it's a much better feeling knowing that I am so loved and welcomed wherever I go with these people. Thank you.